Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
I get the feeling that you're admired, but,
I'm above average.
Right, guys, and welcome back to Above Average FPL Podcast. We found out this week Bruno is on penalties, which was a bit annoying. We also found out Burnley are back and alive in the Premier League. Kane is now Spurs' all-time top goal scorer, and Matoma is apparently the new Salah, so we've been hearing. And Rashford is still quite good at getting returns. As a result of all the above, we're on green arrows, which is great. More to come with United and Leeds still to come. If you're watching or listening for the first time, my name is Adam, and as always, I'm joined by Baker. How you doing, mate?
I'm very well, mate.
Good week so far?
Yeah, it's been a roller coaster, mate. I mean, I felt drained 2 hours ago, but I feel a bit refreshed now. I feel back in it. Yeah. That was tense. You were calmer than me during that game.
It's funny, I say I was calmer, but to be fair, I was pacing. Like, I didn't sit down for like 20 minutes. Genuinely didn't sit down for 20 minutes. But I was more stressed about the attacking side of things because we kept creating really good opportunities to create good chances. And I felt like we didn't actually create those chances in the end.
Yeah, didn't.
Not quite. But, you know, we are a bogey team for City. And I enjoy being a bogey team for City, to be fair.
Absolutely.
And, you know, we'll deal with ourselves and we'll do what we need to do for us. And we'll just let whatever happens
happen. Nature take its course, mate. Nature will take its course.
Yeah. Exactly. I saw a cool tweet from Digital Spurs. I think it was Digital Spurs, or it might have been FPL Velvet. I can't remember which one it was. So go check them both out and see what that says. I won't spoil it for you. But
okay.
Cool.
But yeah, good weeks all round.
I think good week all round. A few surprise results as well. With yeah. You know, I was expecting Chelsea to win with their superstar lineup on Friday. obviously we're expecting Arsenal to win, really. I mean, we thought that Dyche would have an effect, but yeah. Christ. Yeah, it was a bit of a masterclass.
That's a better team. I've got no idea who's going down now.
No.
Southampton. We better talk about them.
Yeah. Yeah, there's lots down there. There's lots that can happen. Interestingly enough, Liverpool are as far away from relegation as they are from the Champions League.
You love that.
I love that. Yeah, brilliant.
God, we're going to annoy so many people this week. We've already had an Arsenal dig. We've already had a Liverpool dig. We've already had a Chelsea dig.
Can't dig United because they won. But as I say, yeah, we found out
Newcastle?
Newcastle? They're okay.
Boring.
A bit boring.
Draw merchants.
Oh my God,
that's what you call them.
Ten draws in the league. Like,
we're just going to offend everyone. So, welcome.
Welcome. We're on green arrows, so let's have a bit of fun. Hello to everyone in the chat on stream as well. There is over 100 people already, so, you know, people are having good weeks so far, I hope. Let us know how you're getting on in the week, and I assume that you've all got three United at least to go, possibly Nontos, possibly Bamfords, possibly I saw some Verbers out there as well. Somewhere. But was there anyone else? No, there's only Sparky that had Harrison, wasn't it?
Yeah, no.
There's quite a few in the chat, and obviously Arsenal fans happy with Tottenham today.
We're all friends this weekend.
All friends.
We're all friends. All friends. All friends. All friends.
Good.
What we got? What we doing?
Well, let's just start with how we're doing, really, more than anything. Do you want to start? You go first. You're top in the week.
Yeah, 80 points. I mean, triple captain played, obviously. So that's half your points, basically. And Bruno. Yeah. I had a sneaky that KDB wasn't going to play. We'll talk about it when we get there. But I think both of us felt like, you know, when he plays against three at the back, he's not as nailed as when they play four at the back. And so I was pretty comfortable just going there and getting that done. We did not recommend removing Kane, and we kept him, and that worked out nicely for us. So pretty much it, really. And Kepa, just doing Kepa things. Ridiculous.
Kepa, that's twice. I mean, I've had him since the World Cup, end of the World Cup, and the only two game weeks I've not started him in were doubles, where I've had De Gea, and he's got 10 points in both of them.
Yeah, I think so. Andy Martin was sort of tweeting during the game, which always scares me because I feel like that's just going to be a curse. But it was a good point I think you made, is that, you know, the fact that they do concede quite a lot of low volume chances, but more so they play out from the back, which means that he always ends up with a pass completion. And I watched it and he was close, 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 close. And then bang, as soon as it kicks in, because you need to attempt 30 passes. Yeah. And because it was at 90% completion, he just suddenly jumps up. He went from 29 to 35 suddenly in like a second. He's just a magic man.
Yeah, he went full Baker, just checking on that bonus.
I was actually even looking at it thinking, if Mitrovic scored now, it'd still be on 23. And I think I could get 3 points from Mitrovic, and he still, I think, would have been in the bonus.
Yeah. Fair enough. Yeah. I can't really knock it. I mean, you know, he was always a good pick from the World Cup. I just wanted that double. And, you know, I've still got another game to come. So I'm on 72. So De Gea, Trippier, Shaw, Botman, De Bruyne, Rashford, triple cap, Ødegaard, Mitoma. Christ, Saturday was fun. Like, Saturday was interesting. And then Haaland and Kane and Tony. I mean, like, Saturday went from, like, we'll talk about Casemiro, but like, he literally chopped 8 points off for me, which was pretty annoying.
More so as well, because who knows, you know, Rash had gone up top at that point. Who knows how much more Rash would have got?
Yeah, exactly. So it's frustrating. But, you know, then I lost that clean sheet, and then Mitoma comes in with 3 minutes to go and scores a fucking header, which was
8-point goal, mate. It's nothing better than that, than an 8-point goal. Yeah. Massive.
And then,
from a differential, it's huge.
Yeah, he's getting there. His ownership's getting there. His ownership is ticking up. It's up around 30-odd% now, so not as fruitful as last week, but still, you know, I've had 45 points from him in 5 weeks. So, and that does include a captaincy, so call it 35. But 35 good, and 5, averaging 7 points a week is just blinding. So, but don't get him. Don't get him. He's blanking.
We are. Yeah, don't get him.
Don't get him, because I want the points. I want the points. Cool.
Absolutely.
So before we go on to the games, you know, we do need to remind everyone that Above Average FPL is supported by CryptoBlock Dan. He is a senior acquisition analyst for a play-to-earn crypto company called Yield Guild Games. He's a good friend of ours, and he's been supporting the podcast for just over a year now. And, you know, it really helps us do different things, change the graphics up, do the Discord things. You know, it just really, really helps. So thank you to Dan for all his support. If you have any questions about the blockchain, about those use cases, anything like that, then drop him a follow, drop him a question, and I'm sure he will be happy to answer. He's taken FPL a little bit more seriously this season, doing all right as well. So, you know, and he's in the chat as always. So
he's
thank
fully
you
addicted, mate. Now.
He loves it.
He is fully addicted. Loves well done, Dan.
And of course we have our Discord, so head over to patreon.com/aboveaverageFPL. That's the only way to get access to it. And the 7th of February is coming up very soon. So if you want last chance to Tuesday, that is. So last chance, if you want to get your first month refunded for access before the 7th of February, just try before you buy, basically. Come in, join us, have a chat. There's plenty of doubles, blanks, everything to talk about. You can come in, speak to the guys in the Discord, see what they say. And there's a little bit less noise in there as well. So if you want to, patreon.com/aboveaverageFPL. Just, check us out. And then we will move on to the wheel. So the wheel is back. The middle game week stuff and the stuff with guests and stuff, that's all gone. We're back to the wheel. So let's spin the wheel and see where we're going to start the week review. Bad finishes FC.
You've not fixed this, so we get to talk about Kane straight away.
I have not, sorry.
This is a disgrace.
No. All random. We're all fair. Bad finishes FC. Where are we going?
Leeds.
Let's go to the City Ground.
Right to the City Ground.
I tweeted, I was like Bamford doing Bamford things. I mean, he almost got an assist when he shanked a shot for, was it Ayling? I think it was Ayling that pulled the save out of Keylor Navas, who had a good, I thought he had a good game there, Navas as well. Really good game.
It's almost weird, isn't it? It's weird seeing him there.
Really strange.
This is a proper keeper, proper international. Champions Leagues. Three Champions League finals?
I think. Something like that.
Ridiculous. You know, keeps clean on his first game. And I don't know if it's to him or it's more, like you say, bad finishes FC. But Brennan Johnson, not bad finisher.
Really tidy finish.
And playing well. He's wide, a lot wider than I probably felt he would be. But good player. Morgan Gibbs-White is a good player. Steve Cooper's a good manager. I look at that and I think, considering the amount of players that they've brought in, and it just seems like a different team and all that, like, he talked a lot about, I saw his post-match interview, he talks about the identity, talks about what he wants from people as people, not just a scene. And he's got enough. And their home form, that crowd is good. And I think they'll stay up.
I think they've got enough to stay up. They've definitely got enough depth.
They've got enough, mate. They can't get any more.
I was surprised that Serge didn't start, but you know, I thought Nico did all right again.
I think quite tactical that though. If you look at SofaScore on it, they basically had no right back. Yeah. So, like, the only person on the whole right hand side, they just basically said, "There you go. I'll leave that side to you." Because I think all their players just cut in off the left. You know, Stroik played left back, so he ain't going to bomb down the left wing and do anything. So, yeah, they just left it and said, have the right side to yourself, do what you like, and we'll fill the centre.
Well, I think to be fair, I think what happened was Nonto in the second half pulled wider, and that forced the change, didn't it? For Aurier to come in and just, you know, cause them a problem. And, you know, Nonto was busy. He had a chance in the first half, really good chance from a mistake from Williams, that header that just didn't go anywhere. But, I mean, Leeds in the double this week. I mean, what? I think they're going to miss. It feels like they'll miss Rodrigo, for sure.
I think they will. I think we said bad finishes FC, but yeah, if you look at them, the shape's good. They've done loads of good signings. All the signings are the right profile. Everyone's in the right places. They play in the right way. Something doesn't quite work. And Marsh took it on himself, you know, today. But yeah,
I think they're quite unlucky as a side. I think there's certainly an element of bad luck that's happening with Leeds. I mean, there was that whole thing about XG and game state XG and stuff that was happening, you know, pre-World Cup. You know, they have the ability to generate chances consistently. They do. They're a fast-paced team that's kind of chaotic. That's the problem, though, is that you find yourself a goal down and then the game just turns into chaos. I mean, I'm a bit disappointed that I didn't have Nonto this week. Not because of Nonto specifically, but the structure of my team and stuff. I can talk about that when we get to like Arsenal. And touch on it when we talk about Brentford and stuff. But I'm not rushing to get anyone else in right now. I'm still not rushing to get anyone from Forest anyway.
No, I'm similar. Me and you both thought about Nonto, and he was really unlucky today. He was good, really good. I would not be worried about minutes for Nonto, because I think like he's their best attacker.
I knew he was small. I didn't realise how small he was.
Yeah, but he's pocket rocket, isn't he? He's good. But I look at it and I'm like, you've got to go 3-5-2. But then even if you're 3-5-2, what, you don't want a Mitoma, for example, like, and we don't want the premium defenders. So,
yeah,
I just didn't feel the need in the end to go down and take a hit to do it. You obviously, like today, after both, you know, your Tony and my Mitrovic, blank, but end of the day, they're still the talisman for their team.
Yeah.
There might be other players around them that do all the good stuff. I think both Fulham and Brentford have got players that can score that are not Tony and not Mitrovic. But it's quite comforting still having those guys. We're not going to pick from these guys.
No. Let's get back to the wheel. So let's hide that slice and slick and pick again and see who we're going to be looking at second. Burnley are back. Yes.
Bounce.
I love this.
I did. I literally, after this game, I was like literally walking around sort of humming the old Calvin Harris bounce song. Like it was going over in my head.
Oh, I should this have just one. Put bounce, didn't I? Bouncing back or something like that. Yeah.
Yeah. I had a bit of a fun on Twitter with the bounce things, but it's quite simple. Dyche is a better manager than Lampard.
Yeah.
Like, if you put a better manager in a team, fine. Dyche said, actually, the players basically had apologised to the, you know, some people at the clubs and stuff and said that they've let them down. And you're like, well, that's it in itself. That is the essence of a bounce, is when players are letting a manager down, they either at some point stop letting that manager down and get back on the horse, or they change that manager and then the new card comes in and guess what? They realise, yeah, clean slate, air it, get on with it.
Yeah.
But boy,
I think it really helps having, I mean, and it sounds a bit cliche to have it, well, not necessarily cliche, but to almost say obviously that having Tarkowski and McNeil in there already, like, helps. It helps from a team dynamic point of view. It helps from just getting the message across, because the players can have the conversation with Tarko and with McNeil outside of the company of Dyche to really understand what he's trying to get from them. And so they can have that conversation, and it essentially helps to pass that message much quicker through the squad, especially if you respect someone like Tarkowski as well. I mean, McNeil, fine, whatever, but like Tarko, he'd be demanding that, you know, people get in line.
Oh, and offline conversations before he even turned up with Tarko about who do I need to watch out for, what do I need to do, what do I need to do. Like, the fact that they just know there's a mole in the ranks that's just gonna tell him whatever he needs. Like, they're good, and then they just got good pros, but we've said it before, but those midfielders, Idrissa Gueye is just, I mean, Everton, Liverpool, Idrissa Gueye and Onana, they're going to have fun against Henderson, Fabinho and Thiago. But they've got a better midfield than Liverpool.
Yeah, probably. I mean, I don't think they've got the passing range of Thiago, but apart from that,
it gets stamped on, mate. They just bully him. It won't be up in his face, you know. And yeah.
Okay. So let's be realistic. Like, we're not diving in on Everton.
Because actually, when they were really good, when they're 4-5-1, which means there'll be a point, won't there, where Calvert-Lewin is basically the only route to goal, and they will start funneling through with him, but 7.9 is just so expensive, isn't it? So expensive.
I'm sitting on Patterson at the moment, and I'm just hoping that he comes in fit. And old man Seamus, I mean, I don't know what Dyche wants to do with him. I mean, Coleman was great against Martinelli. You know, I think let's take a little bit of a pinch of salt on Arsenal's performance, because I think they were, you know, they were in the wrong place at the wrong time. let's just say that whoever was going to come up against, and it was a perfect opportunity actually for Dyche to really, you know, imprint this defensive model against a team that's going to, you know, hold a lot of the ball, because they had that, like Everton had about 25% of possession. They just did not have the ball at all. But when they had it, really effective, lots of really big chances in here as well. And obviously the Tarko goal, that same set piece over and over, that corner over and over, just caused Arsenal trouble. And, you know, Arsenal, you know, from an FPL perspective, they're allowed an off day. So, and it wasn't their best performance, but, you know, I'm not going to make any rash decisions so much on Arsenal, but I'm just frustrated I can't get to Saka.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
And we can all get to Saka. We just got to find a way to get to Saka if you want to. If you haven't got Saka, then like, I still think it's a case of he's a man you're going to want for a long, long time. So I'm still very much open to it. Odegaard just had a terrible day at the office. Odegaard's allowed a terrible day at the office. And Nketiah's only allowed so many bad days at the office. That's
because he will get hit, because otherwise he'll be replaced at the first chance.
Yeah. He's got to calm it all down.
I mean, if you're not sitting on a Patterson, you could go to Tarkowski.
Like, 4.2.
4.2 million. I mean, their fixtures from 24 onwards are okay. So, you know, Tarkowski's going to play every game. If you want him, then go for it.
Hibbo suggested it, and
Hibbo suggested later in the... He said at some point in the season. He didn't mean Saturday.
I tell you, did though. Our friend Danny he wanted him. And I was giving him a bit of abuse about it, saying, what on earth are you thinking, Danny? Because he doesn't like any of the boring players like JWP and the likes. And then he ended up going Marino, got benched. So what an absolute disaster. But he kept Kane. So, you know, that's the main thing.
Arsenal on a double then. So what are the...
Martinelli, let's just tackle the thing about... because. Right, we looked at this before we came on, but for the double for City and Arsenal in the top 100k, the current ownership is averaging 4.5 players. So everyone needs to look at their team and go, if you haven't got 4.5, you're already starting behind before people start making transfers.
Adding captaincy. 5.5, adding triple captaincy.
50% of that, or 58% of that is Martinelli. Which, you know.
You think people are going to move sideways? Or move off?
I mean, people have already started moving.
Have they? I didn't even check that.
Plus, you got to remember, loads of people have got Edison.
Yeah, that's true.
Sorry, I just saw Flapjack in the chat. I couldn't help myself. And all other kinds of City players and stuff. But if you've got Martinelli this week, that's a decision. But there's a very, very good chance that Saka repays that this week, if you've got the money. There's a good chance that Odegaard repays that this week. I think people with Martinelli, I'm considering it at the moment. I've got him, and I think I probably will hit him out. And let's see what happens.
Yeah. See, I need to move Tony on. So I need to move Tony on, essentially. And, you know, it's a decision about where do I go with Tony. If I go to Nketiah, I only get 0.8 million. Add to my 2.6, I can't get to him from Andreas. If I go down to Nonto, which is, again, why I should have done it this week. Forgetting the hindsight bollocks. I mean, but, you know, if I'd have done that, then I would have had enough to go Andreas to Saka and everything would have been dreamy. But, yeah.
All will come clear later in the week. We'll work it out.
I think if we can, we might do another pod later on in the week again.
Yeah.
This week, just
because I think it's important, and you need press conferences to make the decisions on it.
Agreed.
But you don't panic if you've got Nketiah. I don't think you necessarily. If you're going to Nketiah, you've got to. Anyone who's going to Nketiah has got to wait for the press conference, because every week you're waiting to hear. Jesus. Although you know that what he's going to say is, yeah, he's desperate to get on the field, but, you know, we've got to be cautious because it was a big injury. You knew he was going to say that before he said it this week, and he'll say exactly the same next week. But,
okay, cool. Well, okay, we'll leave that for maybe for another time. But let's leave that. For this game, no matter, Everton, good. Dyche, you know, impressive.
Good.
Enjoyed it. And from a Tottenham fan perspective, loved it.
Yeah, Arsenal, just move on and see what happens next week.
Yeah, cool. Right, moving on. So, 8 games to go. Boomo. Off to Brentford.
Off to Brentford.
Yeah.
Ben Mee. How good was that header from Ben Mee?
Oh, we got knocked out.
Yeah. So, that was so good.
We were saying the first time. I like that, actually. We've transitioned from Tarkowski to Mee. I like that. That's good.
Yes. Only time, do you see that? The odd stat, only time they've ever scored on the same day.
Yeah, I mean, to be fair, I'm not surprised. Yeah. Like Burnley hardly ever scored 2 goals in a game. Let alone your 2 centre-backs scoring at the same time.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I mean, I know he's got a blank. But, no, but he's an option. Was he 5.8?
Are you Boomo? Saying this because Andy Martin's just sold him?
Oh, yeah. But he takes set pieces. He's a really good crosser of a ball. It gets in the box. They create 3 big chances a game. We know that.
Mm.
That's how comes their XG is high. It's not that they create a lot of chances, it's they create big ones. Yeah.
And how Tony hasn't got anything from this game, I don't know.
Well, the reason why he hasn't got one is because we talked about it ourselves a few weeks ago. I know he had one off the line, but he takes weird positions. And when you take weird positions, what it does allow is somebody else to take the good position.
Yeah, so this is true.
Boomo was where Tony should be. For Jensen's goal,
Jensen was Tony where Tony should be. Tony peeled off the back. So,
and 2 defenders went with him. So he had 2 defenders player, in front of him.
Team play.
And Jensen just comes through. Yeah. He is. He's a brilliant. Both this weekend, Tony Mitrovic, when we get there, both unbelievable team players. Yeah. I think people don't realise how good a team player they are, but Tony is a fantastic team player. When you look at the, you know, the map, you know, and there's some others that are not such good team players, but will get returned. Like Wissa is, you know, the opposite of a team player. Is he just ultimate just tries to get in the box.
Yeah.
And that hurts Tony actually a little bit, is that you've got someone like Wissa who just desperately wants to just be in the box. But Boomo is a great asset at 5.8. He'll tick along.
Yeah, fair enough.
Anytime you need him. Southampton. What about Nathan Jones? It's his comments.
Oh my God. I haven't listened to the full commentary, but I saw some of the summary about, like, you know, he's having to pander to this level of the professional game and these players and all this sort of stuff and having to go back to the drawing board and I need to go back to my roots and all this. He basically spouted a lot of rubbish, to be honest, and made him look like he was so far out of his depth that it was ridiculous.
Yes. And the problem is there's every pundit on every program now is an ex-player of some kind, and not even that old as an ex-player. And they all say the same. But like, you should have been doing that 3 months ago, mate. Like, they're going to be like, that's the same stuff. And then fans will get it and it's shared and it gets shared without. It actually didn't sound quite as bad when you hear him speak as when you see it written down. But you see it written down first is the problem. Yeah. So you've already crucified him.
You've created the mood. You've created
done,
the tone.
Mate. Done. And they've got like, genuinely, if I was Southampton, I'd just sack him immediately.
Yeah.
There's no good reason to keep him. Because they haven't got the attacking assets to stay up. They need togetherness. It's the only way they're going to grind their way out. You saw it with Everton. That Everton haven't got the attacking assets to get out. But if you look at Leeds and you look at the number of attackers they've got, if you look at Forest and you look at the number of attackers they've got, even Wolves, you know, who have not been there, the number of attackers they've got, Brentford, yeah, Brentford aren't in the same category. They're top half team nowadays. But everybody in that bottom half has got 6, 7, 8 attack. They've just filled their bottom half with goals.
Yeah.
Southampton got no goals. So they're going to have to be rock solid. They can't give away 2xG in any game.
Yeah, agreed. But agreed. I've got not much else to say on that.
All the time Nathan Jones is there, we target Southampton.
Yeah, I like that. Back to the wheel.
Spin it.
Back to the wheel. Everyone enjoying the wheel in the chat?
Yeah. All on you, mate. This
all
one.
On me, though, it's all more. Yeah, I mean, this chart's fun, but there's a small caveat to this chart. So Brighton put up about 2.6 XG against yep. Bournemouth. I mean, fun game. Bournemouth put up 1.34 XG and probably should have had a couple of penalties as well. But there's a chance right in the 14th minute, 13th minute when Undav goes through and he has three shots at goal. That total over, basically total 1xG. I think it was 0.97. I think it came out as
incredible.
And missed all three of them. Two saved and one at the post. So, which were all pretty much big chances. And then
the big one just before the half was the Mitoma cross to March, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
It would be.
But like every good thing in this Brighton team is coming from that left-hand side at the moment.
It is
absolutely everything.
It is the only thing, just from the way they played at the start, was when they played Undav and Welbeck. Like March and Mitoma was suddenly almost like wing back. It was almost at times. It wasn't right.
If you looked at the average positions at the end, it did sort of form this Welbeck.
Exactly.
This is hilarious. Look at Welbeck's SofaScore heat map. It looks like an arrow pointing at the goal. Literally looks like a fucking arrow. And Undav was sat in behind him. And then you've got... And Mitoma and March were both ahead of him on average. So,
and a great asset. Like, it's better to have assets that get better as the game goes on than it is to have assets that score early and clear off. Like, it is better because you just know those are the players that are on the pitch longest, they've got more chance of scoring an 8-point goal like Mitoma.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah, and extra bonus comes in as well.
As that game went on and on and on and on and on, he was the leader. He, you know, to score a header, like to get yourself in, to do what you needed to do to get the win. Yeah. I hope he doesn't keep playing Undav van Welbeck. That's not good.
No, I don't think so.
Do you think he just did that because he thought they could blow Bournemouth away? I think he did. I think he just went out to try and blow him away.
Or felt that he could just trial it. Felt that it was like an opportunity to trial it to see if it worked, if they needed to do it at any point in another game, whether they could shift to this front two. I didn't, yeah.
I actually, last two games I've watched Bournemouth, I think they've got some good players they've brought in the window. Utara, the right winger, is really good. Really good, really direct. Should have got the pen against the Stupinan.
Yeah.
But it was always available. Always available. There's a couple of times Semenya just should have slipped him in at the end but he was lively as well. Like, I don't think Solanke's going to get back in. I'm not sure he gets back in that team. And I don't think they'll just be the big lump at the Kiefer Moore team anymore. They've got some genuine players. Traore, the new lad, played 60 minutes, was good. Oh, they're in trouble. But I think they've got some opportunities where I don't think they're dead. I did think they were dead, and now I don't think they're dead.
I mean, have you seen their next five? Like, let me read you their next five. Newcastle, Wolves, City, Arsenal, Liverpool.
Maybe they're dead.
They might very well just be dead. I think,
but that's why they had to spend
money.
This is it.
I think it was last season we were looking at Newcastle, and I was speaking to FPL TT Tinesh about this, and I was saying, you know, you need to win like these next, you need to get points from these next 3-4 games, because otherwise, you will have the end of their season was terrible. Like the end of their season fixtures were terrible. Bournemouth might be lucky enough that their fixtures actually improve after the next five games. Ride this out and then go, right, that's out. We've done our journey through the tough fixtures. Let's now kick on and do what we need to do.
But the thing is, I saw Harry's had a tweet the other day about there's more doubles now, more double game weeks or blank game weeks than there is anything else now. And the fact is, Bournemouth are not going to are very probably not going to have any of those things. So you're never going to go there. But Dan Banks said in the chat about Traore looking lively. I was really impressed with him. You know, it's a 30 million quid player, 17 baseline in his 61 minutes before he went off. Yeah, that's tasty.
I mean, I know Brighton have got a blank, or they've got blanks coming up. Do we need a second one, though? Do we need a defender, potentially?
Well, Dunk's still great, but Lamptey was that first half...
Is that you go back to X Lively?
That first half, Lamptey was pretty much... It was pretty much like Stupinan was almost like a left centre-back, and Lamptey and Matoma were the wingers, almost. That's how it felt. It was almost like a 3-4-3 at times.
Yeah.
So
we'll come to it at the end, because we've got the fixture detail, or the probabilities from Mikael Tokvam, so we can come to that.
You'll get to enjoy Matoma for two more weeks, mate, because two more weeks, and then
no one's buying him now.
But you've got to hold him through the blank.
Oh, absolutely. Like, it's like blank and then double. Absolutely. Like, everyone's hitting him in. Like, yeah. Not only can I carry him through a blank, but then everyone's hitting him into a double. It's like, perfect. I get an extra 4 points on top of that.
I mean, there isn't a confirmed double yet, but what I would say is, if anyone's not listened to it, the FPL Green Arrow, which is Fergie, Adam Hotcraft, Rich Clark, and last week they had Ben Crennan on it. I know it's it's headline like a 22 preview type pod. It's well worth anyone's time last week. I thought they were brilliant. But Ben was sensational about trying to get you where you want to look for your transfers. It's almost certainly Brighton are going to have, I would suggest, a double before 28. Probably the most likely team. So,
yeah.
Spin that wheel.
Spin that wheel. Let's go. We've got, I don't even know how many games we've got left. Six, something like that. Uncle Ben's anyone. Let's see if you get this one. You've got to get this, surely.
What a brilliant thing. Packet of rice.
Packet of rice. Yes.
That was incredible. Packet of rice.
So good.
Loved it. it's a fun weekend this week.
Yeah. I did enjoy it.
That's about as much fun as a Newcastle game gets every week, though.
They're so boring. I don't get it. Like, since we've come back from the World Cup, they've been boring. Like, pre-World Cup, they were half decent. I'm thinking back now to the rolling charts that we had for XG. I'm sure, you know, they were at one point, yeah, I'm looking at it now. In fact, hold on, let me just bring that up on screen just quickly for context. go back to October. They were averaging on a 12-game rolling average of 1.7 XG. They were smashing it. 1.7, 1.6, 1.6, 1.4. That's going down. That's on a downward trend.
Yeah, but like, I do think it's slightly less effective, the players they're bringing in. Like, St. Maximum, I feel like, makes them worse.
There's a lot of discussion about that in Newcastle, amongst Newcastle fans as well.
But I feel like they're much worse. Gordon was just noticeable, brilliant when he came in. He was fantastic.
Just looks like he's been released, shackles of...
Yes.
Type thing.
Yeah, he looked like he was made for that club. He was superb. Wilson was making some great runs. You know, he obviously got the good run for the goal, and then the best tackle of the season.
Again,
it's so good. It's so good, that tackle.
I tell you what, I was pretty shocked when you did compare it to Ledley's tackle on Robin, though. But yeah, it's up there.
It's up there. I mean, it didn't come from quite that far back, and it wasn't. And maybe Callum's not quite the quality of Iron, but it was so good. Because it just felt like this is it. But they're fighting harder now. They're making life difficult, West Ham. They're getting back to the way they should play. It's kind of what you expect of them. Newcastle, they've got to start winning games.
I'd be quite happy if they didn't, to be fair. But, you know.
Yes.
Agreed.
We would. From a personal point of view, we definitely would. But it's not enough. You can't keep getting lucky if you're only getting one XG every game, if that.
Yeah. I don't think there's much else to add here, because we're looking at... I don't think Wilson's an option, because I just think that...
You've got a blank. Just...
Well, yeah, exactly. On. Yeah, 25. Yeah, blank. So if you've got... What you got, Almiron? I'm assuming if you've got him now, I'd be moving him on. Like, well, you will be moving him on to an Arsenal player this week.
Just get him gone.
Hands down.
Get him gone.
Still no interest in West Ham at the moment until we see more.
But what I'm always is, I feel like they're solid enough. And well done, a good.
Cool.
And Paqueta.
Oh, I mean, I've spun the wheel.
Oh, could just get a surprise.
I've spun the wheel and I haven't put it on the screen. So do I spin it again or do I?
No. Let's go with it.
Okay. Well, it's Nacho, man.
How are we not getting to Tottenham or Man United on this?
They're on
ridiculous.
There. They're definitely on there.
I'm convinced you fixed this wheel.
I've not fixed the wheel. Cannot fix the wheel. Randomspinwheel.com. It's infallible. Anyway.
Why is Brodge such an idiot? Why doesn't he just play Nacho every week? It's every time he plays him, we just say Nacho man.
Basically. And then in 2 weeks' time, we'll be Vardy again. Nacho, Madison, Barnes, front three.
The thing is, right, Nacho and Madison love each other. Right, if you, again, soft score, player position, they're next to each other, two strikers right next to each other. Barnes pulls out wide, creates loads of holes. Those two are up there, they'll score goals. Tete looks fun.
Yeah.
Like, nice. 4-2-4. Tete wide right, Barnes wide left, Madison up with Nacho. Job's done. They'll score loads of goals. We'll all have them in our teams.
Nervous about next week? No triple cap on Haaland? With Villa conceding almost two and a quarter XG to Leicester?
Yeah, it's horrendous. Let's just... Yes, we're going to talk about that later, but triple caps in on Haaland and probably taking a hit, you're going to get a red arrow next week. Yeah. if you're in that position like I am, if you take a hit next week, and you're probably going to take the pain. But hey, it's okay.
Well, you're on a 50% red arrow this week, mate. So you just net it off, don't you?
Green arrow. Yes.
Green arrow. Sorry, that's what I meant. Green arrow.
It's as I always call it. It's throwing some back in the fruit machine, mate. just take it and move on. Aston Villa. Not so tight.
No. But nor Leicester, to be fair.
No. No, Harry Kane, mate. Harry Kane
next week. Oh, yes. He loves the goal against Leicester.
He loves his favourite team.
He'll put up 2.25 XG on his own against Leicester.
Harry Kane hat-trick next week. I cannot wait. Do not set anybody on the team who's still got Harry Kane. Do not, for any Man City or Arsenal player, do not sell Harry Kane before Leicester.
Right, look at our fixtures. Don't sell him. Full stop.
Full stop.
Right, we're spinning a spin. If you haven't done so already and you are liking the wheel, hit the like button. We still haven't got their double digit delight. For you, not me.
Madison, by the way.
Yeah.
Get him in.
At some point.
At some point, he's got to come in. Kepa.
Kepa. Pain.
Do you think anyone played Edison above Kepa this week? Surely they didn't.
You'd hope not.
When he got the book in.
There is massive Tottenham hatred bias. There is. So I'd imagine there might have been a few out there.
I'd knock my TV off the wall when Edison got that book in. If I'd played him Kepa this week, that would have been the last straw. That would have been done.
Anyone in the chat? Play Edison over Kepa? Let's hear about it.
If anyone did,
in the comments, did you play Kepa over? Did you play Edison over Kepa? Let us know.
Enzo Fernandez, what's your thoughts on him?
He's a good player, man.
He's really good player.
He just made that Chelsea midfield a lot better, didn't he? Just in terms of moving the ball around the midfield, that left hand side though, Mudryk though, I don't know, getting hauled off at half time like that. I don't know. I genuinely thought he'd scored, Enzo. I really did. But he's just a tidy little player, isn't he? He just looks like a nice player.
Yeah. And if I was, obviously I haven't done Liverpool either, but if I was Liverpool again, that's your kind of money you need to spend.
Yeah.
Three times. Because even with it, Mount and Gallagher just piss off. like they were sort of there with him, but he's kind of having to do it all.
Yeah.
You need to work as a team. They've got the players now. They've got plenty of them, but they've got to work as a team to start putting those up. It's better numbers.
So question on Badiashile or Badiashile. Is he confirmed out of the Champions League squad?
I saw some weird stuff where someone said that he couldn't get away with it because of his age and something like that. So who knows? But he's their best defender.
Yeah, I was going to say, from a Premier League perspective, I mean, look, if he's not in the Champions League squad, he'll be in the Premier League team every week because it's just a guaranteed rest for anyone that's playing Champions League. And yeah, there's questions in here. João Felix is back next week. I mean, I didn't think Havertz was terrible. I mean, obviously the two chances pretty much are both Havertz, aren't they?
Yeah, early on. And the early one, the lob and stuff. But we've got to see Felix. We've got to see him.
What, longer than again? 50 minutes?
Nobody needs to. It's like the Reece James thing. Like, nobody needed. If people still had him, I understand people playing him, but nobody needed to go this early on it. Nobody needs to go early on João Felix. Nobody needs to go early on Mudryk. You don't need to, right? If you fancy it and you think, do you know what? I like the player. You weren't going on him as a one-week punt, so I wouldn't be that bothered if I went for Mudryk and he got subbed off at halftime. Not yet, because they spent a lot of money on him and he will get better.
Sorry, I'm laughing because Finlay Sinclair, sorry, man. He said, I sold Kepa for Edison for a -4 in game week 20.
Gosh.
Ouch.
Marco Silva's got this league now. He works it out. Like, people think about it, but this is like his fourth or fifth stint in it. In the league, you've got Hull, you've got Watford, you've got Everton, you know.
Yeah.
Well, once or twice, I'm not sure how many times. He's just once. Maybe it's fourth.
Yeah, he wasn't there last time.
But then he saw his interview at the end of the game with Carragher and Neville, but he just seems calm, mate, and on it. And the team feels it. They work so well. I mean, Polina is just a ridiculous player. Ridiculous player in centre midfield.
Yeah, you just wonder. Yes. He was shackled a little bit when he got booked quite early, wasn't he? That's the only problem for him.
But I do feel like he's one where it almost makes him play better. Like, I know Romero got sent off for us today, but he played better once he got booked because then he knows he can't just be stupid. And Polina almost does that. It was like, now I can't afford to miss, so he doesn't miss, you know. But Polina is just a proper player. They are solid. They don't give much away. They work hard. Mitrovic, I've got Mitrovic. And I mean, the fixtures are great. You can't take him out before Forest. I know Forest, well, but you can't. And good fixture in 25. I've got no intention of doing so because he definitely looks like he's carrying something, but he also works really hard for the team and he takes really good instruction. So they haven't got enough in midfield, Chelsea. So they basically brought Andreas and Mitrovic into the middle and played Willian and Decord over Reed almost. So it's almost like became like a 4-2-2-2 where Willian and Reed would spring and then they'd make the late run, but Mitrovic ain't the best and not the quickest in terms of running. So, but there was a few times when he almost got to the header, almost got to the cross, almost got to theirs, and doesn't turn out with any XG, but it wasn't far away. There was one, you know, cross where it was a few inches away and from his head and it would have been a goal.
Yeah, I mean, that's, yeah, I'm
sorry. If he's carrying that injury, it might get better, or it might need surgery, and they can't afford, so they'll just manage him through games, and therefore it's bad.
Yeah,
but we might get like a bit like your Tony one. We might get a Welbeck punt. We might get something like that you can have some fun with when we get there. If Nacho keeps playing, you just get Nacho in.
It's mad. Like Nacho, Welbeck, Nketiah,
Bumo.
Who else have we missed in there? Nonto.
Nonto.
There's some good outside the big two.
They're still okay. They're still okay players.
It still makes me feel just like, actually, just get the guy that's cheapest out of the ones that could do okay, and then just go back into the midfield and have some fun there. Cool. Okay, back to the wheel, and we've got, hold on, one
big games left only.
Three, four. Yes. Oh, that's not working so well. Third goal didn't count.
Liverpool.
So Liverpool versus Wolves. Oh, that's the wrong graphic. Hold on one second.
It wasn't 3-0, was it? What was the score?
There you go. 2-0. Klopp to analyst.
Yes.
Just adjusted that.
That's fantastic.
Oh, yes. Yeah, so the Klopp to analyst. I spent so fucking long doing this last night. You know how thin those lines are?
I love it. 2-0.
Klopp to analyst. Yeah, so only 2-0. Poor Neves. Top bonus, didn't even score a goal. Amazing.
He did score a goal, mate. I said, text you this morning, I was like, you need to have a look at the touch. Because it didn't look like a lot at first, but I thought it must have hit a defender or something. But Traore, I'm pretty sure Traore wasn't even aiming for him, bangs it across. To take it on your stride with a touch like that.
With the outside like of your foot while it was leaning as well.
It's phenomenal to put that third goal in. He's a proper player, isn't Neves?
And he's still like 24. I say 24, he's probably down to 25.
He probably is.
24. He's 24 until he's... No, what is he? He's 24 until he's 25 and all that shit.
Yes. Well, it was 3-0, wasn't it?
It was 3-0.
Was that? Oh, over 2XG.
3-0 is... did they? Hold on. I need to double check that.
They did actually score over 2XG.
Back to Opta analyst.
And that's the thing. There was...
He's 25. He'll be 26 in March. There you go.
So they've now reached... place where they're rolling XG against has met their rolling XG.
Oh, Liverpool. Oh, I did not put that graph in. Damn. But
don't need it, mate. But just take our word for it. We can make it up if you want. but
no, that is, I feel, we are to that point now.
I feel like the XG was tough on them, mate, because I felt like it should have been 4-0 up after for 20 minutes. They absolutely battered them.
Mm.
Good talk. And this is a club that's invested. Liverpool not invested enough. And they're not investing enough in the right places. So they're in trouble. Matip had the worst game he's ever had in his life.
Joe Gomez is terrible. They've literally spent all their money in the same position. Nunez, Jota, Diaz, Gakpo, all playing the same position. Literally all playing the same position.
I saw him say Keita's out of contract this summer. He played.
Is he?
But he's like the most recent under 30 centre midfielder they bought, and now he's out of contract.
Christ.
He's played about 12 games because he's always injured after three.
Isn't Oxlade Chamberlain still under 30? Is he like 31 now?
He's out of contract in the summer as well.
Is he?
Curtis Jones is a waste of time. You cannot go into Premier League games with that. There's only certain players that can keep going the way they do. Like Moutinho, he shows you how you evolve your game. Like he was a full number eight, and now he just is hard man. Like the way, did you ever, as a kid, like play against like a proper pro who was like 35 or something like that, and they just taught you the worst lesson on earth? That's what that third goal was. It was a guy that just went. Oh, to that, is it Bacicic? Is that what I'm saying? I'm butchering that. I'm definitely butchering that, the young lad. But he literally was like, you are not in this league, mate.
Bacicic. Yeah, I think it's Bacicic. If somebody can pronounce that for us, that'd be great. Yeah, it'd be Bacicic. Something like that.
Fabinho, I don't care. I'm convinced Fabinho just doesn't care. That's my feel. Fabinho.
Oh.
Just exactly. Like, he was the world's best defensive midfielder 3 years ago.
Just disappeared off into nothingness.
Could turn up at centre-back and be brilliant at centre-back. Could put him wherever you like.
Yeah. And
They're trouble. They're in trouble. Gakpo's not
even close to ready by the looks of it.
Darwin's the best player every week. But Darwin does Darwin things in front of goal.
Yeah, I can't. He's now missed 16 big chances since the start of the world, since the start of the end of the World Cup.
He does always hit his harder shots better than his easier ones. Like, if you give him like a half volley 25 yards out, it's a good strike. Put him on the goal, and he just, we've said it before, he just snatches, and maybe he's just.
Maybe he's just a bad finisher.
Maybe he's just an expensive Bamford.
Ooh, ouch. Wouldn't be like with holding, wouldn't want to be holding on to him or to an expensive Bamford. That would suck. I don't know what to say.
We'll definitely go back in at some point. Trent and Robbo put in 19 crosses between them. Two connected. 10 from Trent, 9 from Robbo. One connected each.
The whole thing is poisonous right now. Like, and Klopp is just stirring it even further. I mean, like, in fact, Klopp and Guardiola between them, they are proper whiny fuckers, aren't they? And they just make it worse. I just don't feel like there's anyone in that team that will really pick them up either. And it's kind of a cliche thing to say. And not really of the analysis that you'd expect at this sort of 2023 analysis, but you need someone to pick up the team by the scruff of the neck and say, lads, what the fuck are we doing here? You know, we're just going out and embarrassing ourselves. Get the tactics right on that, and then get the attitude right first, and then tactically work it out.
Well, the best attitude all season's been Luis Diaz early in the season and Darwin since.
Yeah. Maybe they need a new manager for a bounce.
Maybe they need a new manager for a bounce.
Maybe. No bueno. What are we saying? It's all Max Kilman, 4.3 million.
We just have to leave it for 2 weeks and then work it out at 25. You can't do nothing about it. Just go on and see what happens.
Fair enough. Cool.
You don't expect 4.0 players to play every game.
No, like, but when you've got three blanking defenders in 25, you kind of and then you've got 2 3.9s on.
Defenders just not that big a deal.
Fair enough.
Like, it just isn't. What did your defenders get this week? What did your defense score this week?
9 so far.
9 from 3, so 3 points each.
Yeah.
It's not going to end your world. Like, if he doesn't play, it's not going to end your world. Just, you know, we don't need to massively over-concentrate transfers on it. Just don't worry about it.
Fair enough. Let's move on.
Move on. Third golden count over.
Two to go. And it's the two.
Big boys.
I can't believe it's last.
It's amazing. I can't believe
it's last. Penalty taker confirmed. Oh, that's the wrong image. Let's get rid of that. It wasn't him. Oh, set up. Now,
that's so good. So Bruno gets the pen.
So that's the first
back goal. To his old style,
penalty,
wasn't it?
That's the first penalty he scored for United since the end of the 2020-21 season.
Yeah.
Literally being a season and a half since he scored a league penalty for United, and everyone was adamant. But there we go. Oh, that picture's coming back up. You're laughing now. That picture's coming back up. We'll discuss it.
So Bruno does it.
Yes.
What goes on? It could have been Bruno, 4 key passes, solid. Could have easily have been a Bruno to Rashford goal. Just, I think that was the bigger spark about 30 minutes in.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then
a ridiculous team goal.
Ridiculous team goal. I don't know if it's the match of the day, but they only showed like literally about the last 3 passes. Which was a bit. That was a bit crap.
It was a bit really crap. Yeah. No, I was.
That's a proper goal. That was proper ball. You know, they played good football. They do play, but good football. I think one of the really good things is for both Bruno and Rashford in a way is that Once you then have two other attackers in Weghorst and Antony who don't really score goals,
fantastic. Points funnel to you.
Yeah. Think of the Son and Kane effect we talk about all the time, but that potentially is that with them. Yeah, fantastic. And then
I thought defensively they were pretty good as well. They did until basically they went down to 10 men.
They went down to 10 men. And I genuinely think he got sent off because he was wearing murderer's gloves. That was genuinely, when I watched it, I was like, that didn't look like anything. And then they showed the replay and I was like, it felt like a 90s, like whodunit, where you suddenly just saw this guy with the black gloves like on the bloke's neck. That's what it looks like. He did not have his hands on his neck. He just had his hands on the shirt.
On the shirt, on the shoulders and stuff. And they were talking and chatting and laughing and stuff afterwards.
Yeah.
Like it was like they were just talking.
If he strangled him, Hughes is telling the world that he strangled him. They were all still bothered about Antony. They weren't bothered about Casemiro or Will Hughes. Nobody was thinking, oh my God, Will, can you breathe?
No.
Yeah, they call the ref over and show him the still and it just looks like he's throttling him. But I swear, if he wasn't wearing gloves, he's not going. Because you'd be able to see the whites of the knuckles grabbing that shirt. Can't see him. Man's got his murderer's gloves on.
Oh my God, when you sent this to me earlier and you were like, yeah, mate, can you just put this in, please? So you fucking...
He's got done, mate. I mean, Casemiro's got some dog in him, mate. So that you know, it's also that part of it that it's who it is. And poor little albino Will Hughes.
Yeah.
But, mate, I feel for you with De Gea, mate, on that, because and let him back in.
Look at that.
Not a single chance.
Yeah. They conceded basically an XG and then lots of chances afterwards.
I mean, it is stupid still from Casemiro. Let's not compete. It's stupid.
But it was storming a teacup. Standard football. Like any football melee since like 1985 has been like pussyfooting, pushing. Like, I don't know why footballers even bother. Like, lads, in 10 seconds, you're all just going to walk away anyway.
Yeah. Yeah.
Pathetic.
Yeah. But, you know, I suspect, us as triple captains feel quite well done. For those that didn't triple captain Rashford, good luck. You've had good luck there. Don't think you haven't. Is you've had good luck there because he was up front and then suddenly they're down to 10 men. And you can see it. Man United didn't create another chance. Yeah. Rest of the game. We got hard done. So we can say that we got hard done by triple captain?
A little bit.
Yeah. Well, you definitely did, mate, with double defence.
Yeah, exactly.
But Martinez was great.
No issues with next game. Yeah, and no Martial.
I mean, Weghorst does nothing, mate. So when he's fit, he'll come back in. Shaw can just be back to left back all the time now because Martinez is.
Yeah. Agreed.
Prioritize it.
Can we get
we'll there? See what it brings in midweek. Hopefully some more Rashford points. There, so we've got one game left.
I think it's just the one. Pretty sure if I spin that, it's just...
Are you spinning one team on a wheel?
Actually, there was two on there, but I've managed to spin it in anyway.
Well done!
Yeah, amazing. Immortalized. Okay. So, yes, there's going to be some Harry Kane propaganda right at the end of the pod. You've listened to us talk about the rest. We've got to do it.
Yeah.
Like, 267 goals for Spurs. He's been unbelievable. And anyone who thinks that he's not one of the world's best strikers or hasn't been one of the world's best strikers for the last decade is either 10 years old or is a troll because they just don't understand. Could he have gone away to win trophy somewhere? Of course he could, but still. Just a massive achievement, and we love it.
I cried. Just instant tears. Couldn't stop it. Genuinely couldn't stop it. Yeah, well up a little bit just saying it, mate. It just I think also it's because City is a pressure cooker, isn't it? Like we're just against it. That's why you lose it when that's why you do start panicking when you play against them, is because they put you under so much pressure. You don't see that on an XG chart because it's oppression more than anything in the way they play. But when you then get that big chance and he puts it away, and the way you do it is by fighting them like Højbjerg did, and then it's Harry Kane, and then he does his little jump, mate. That was it. Couldn't stop. I just remember
looking at that number when I was a kid, and I looked at that when I was like 10 years old, that 266 goals, and you look at like some of the names that currently play for Spurs, or so at the time, looking at some of the names that currently play for Spurs, and you're like Chris Armstrong, Les Ferdinand, and you're like these guys have got like 80 goals, like no one's ever catching that, like no one's ever catching that. And then you watch Kane come into the side and, you know, plays in goal in the Europa League after sending off, and you watch him disappear off for five loan spells, and you go, well, okay, whatever. And then now look where we are. He's 30 years old, or 29, 30 years old. I don't even know exactly, but he's got 5-6 years of football still left, whether that be at Tottenham or not. I don't know, but you know, to have achieved that now, ridiculous. But
oh mate, he must see at the end of the game though, when nobody left. Yeah. Nobody left, not a single fan left, and they're giving it like that's. Yeah. That's we can only hope that that's a big deal. But you have,
I can't like I tweeted about this. I tweeted about this. Like City went basically 2 years ago from Walker, Diaz, Laporte, and Cancelo. Add Stones in if you want, still really good. And now they're sitting with like Walker, Akanji, Ake, and Lewis. And I feel I used different words in WhatsApp earlier, but you know, that defense was attackable, and you know, we did hard and fast and often and just kept going.
It's no unit.
No, it looks like they just don't know what each other's doing.
Nah,
I'm not questioning the ability of like Lewis. Lewis is a great little footballer. Like he's a great young footballer.
Is he?
No, I think he's really tidy on the ball. And I just...
who cares about tidy on the ball nowadays?
Well,
though,
Man City players do though. That's the way that Man City play football.
I'm sure he's going to be a brilliant player, but they ain't the ground to blood in, mate. Like they ain't the ground to blood. They ain't the team to blood in. Like,
oh, what, against Tottenham? At Tottenham? Yeah, no, don't do that.
Nah, mate, like, you put him at left back, wherever he is, Kulusevski just had free reign.
Yeah.
Whenever we wanted. As soon as we got the ball, we just always had an out, because Lewis is not playing left back, as it were.
Yeah.
And then they're not playing a proper formation. It's silly. They've got the best team. They've got the best players. Just playing normal formations. Stop mucking about. Don't overcomplicate it. It's just stupid overcomplication of it. You play no fullbacks effectively, because Walker's not a fullback. Like, what's the point? Like, he doesn't get more. He's never overlapped in his life. He's the quickest, slowest player on earth. You know, he's like 99 pace and naught pace at the same time, because he goes to 99 for three quarters of the pitch, then he stops, turns around and passes it backwards, or he plays a terrible cross. Like he just goes
across field.
Stupid, you know. And then you play inverted wingers effectively in Mahrez and Grealish. So there's no width and no width. And then you play against a three at the back team, and you're like, oh, well, we can just sit in, and Dier can just sit on Haaland. And he can follow him all over the pitch as well. He didn't just, you know, sit up at the top. He just followed him where he went and just went, you haven't really got anything to lay off to.
It's funny. I was thinking back about the red card for Romero, which was, you know, obviously 100% deserved, et cetera, to, I think I saw Ali Gold in the, on his first challenge, said it was so late, it was in the second half. like it was, But Haaland didn't come short after that. Like, he didn't come short at all. Like, he came short three or four times in that first half. collect the ball, distribute, da da da. One time he came in, Romero cleans him out. Yeah, about 10 seconds after you pass the ball, didn't happen again.
Oh, between the two yellow cards, Romero is the best player on that pitch. Like, he was ridiculous. He was so aggressive. What he did. The rest of the game is
you got
royal.
Say Royale was
royal.
Royale was looking at his phenomenal. Shoulder, going, "Oh, Pedro Porro's just come in. I need to actually do something." And that was a good
Grealish
tussle.
Is their best.
It was a really good tussle.
Yeah, do you not feel like by a mile though, Grealish is their best attacking asset?
He's so clever.
He's so good, so clever. Is he an option?
Well, like, Foden's always unwell or picks up mysterious stuff.
Like, who is... I look at these... I'm not looking at thinking about the double as much. I'm thinking about you've got the double, but then you've also got Forest and Bournemouth.
And Forest. Yeah, Forest and then Bournemouth in 25.
Yeah, but either side of that, you've got the two European games. So, between the Arsenal game and the Forest game, between the Forest game and the Bournemouth games. I don't think so, no.
Yeah.
It's really, really difficult. I thought when I've, you know, taken KDB out. So let's talk KDB, because you've got KDB still.
I do have KDB.
I do not have KDB, and I'm still currently planning to go back there because I think neither of us really read into that much about... we kind of expected it because it was three of the back team. Four of the back, I expect him to play. And then Mahrez coming off, like, I thought when Mahrez started, I was like, maybe I'll just go Mahrez instead. Because, and if it goes in, if that goal goes in, that it's the underside of the bar, then he makes 60 minutes too, and it's probably all fine. It's a really difficult one. Really, really difficult one.
Yeah. I mean, as you said, as we move to teams that play four at the back, I mean, I'm quite happy having KDB. For the next two, I don't feel I need to transfer him out or move to someone else. I may move to, this is the thing, the only place I'd really want to maybe go is to a defender, but I'm really not sure where to go with a defender. I feel like it just has to be Ake.
Yeah, and he was the one that offered the most going forward as well.
Or if I'm not that fussed about it, to be honest, I could just move Bueno to Lewis, same price, and that might be the way to do it. Just to get the double, and then
you wouldn't move Patterson rather than Bueno. You run the risk. It's a double risk. I mean, it's a risk either way.
It's true. I need to work out.
It's tough. We're so concerned about these matches, but away from home, I think it's now something like 15 goals in 10 games away from home.
Who was that?
Man City. 15 goals in 10 games away. Yeah,
not many.
It's not. I mean, that Arsenal game could be quite dull, that. It could be like this. I expect it to be like this.
Yeah.
And would I be surprised? I would be surprised if Arsenal won 1-0 either? No.
Well, no. And to be fair, no, I wouldn't. I mean, if they start those four at the back, I mean, I don't know. If they start those four at the back, Arsenal will cause them trouble.
Yeah.
Real trouble.
Oh, like, they...
Like, Saka. Imagine Saka against Lewis. Or Ake, ridiculous. To be honest.
Yeah. No, I know. Now you're making us want Saka even more. But yes. Why wouldn't we?
Yeah,
like, surely Saka is a bigger priority than any City player this week.
You said earlier, four and a half in the top 100k, you say?
Mm-hmm.
So average of 4.5, I'm sitting on 3.
Yeah.
I've got 2 transfers.
You'll
and
be
I'll
fine,
have,
mate.
And I'll get, and I'll have one extra through the captaincy. So I might be able to get to 6. But do I... Yeah. You say Arsenal's... Yeah, no, to be fair, actually, yeah, no, that's fair. Lots to think about. I think we need to come back in a few days and talk about it.
Yeah. we got to listen to some more learned people on Man City over the next week. See what Luke says. See what Rahul, I'll retweet something he's done recently for his full app, but really good on the analysis forum. Yeah, that's that. Game week is not in the bag, but it's pretty good.
Yeah. That was the only other thing that I was going to share was to just on the transfer, not the transfers. It's Mikel Tokvam's transfer algorithm. Well, that's his page. These are the fixtures per game week on screen at the moment. That 29 double looks to be massive. 32 fixtures, potentially. I mean,
shoot.
Average probability of 32 fixtures. Yeah, so going to be real, real big.
Don't wildcard this week. Whatever you've got, do not wildcard this week.
Yeah, fair.
Don't do it.
There's possibilities. So if Liverpool doubled in 25, are you going to anybody? Because I could get to Salah from KDB.
Like, genuinely.
Taking, can you imagine that? Going KDB against Bournemouth out to Salah.
I think it would depend a lot on if Fulham go out this week to Sunderland in the FA Cup. Because if they do and we get the... If we get a confirmed game for Liverpool in 28, then I think a lot of people will go towards the double. If we don't, it's difficult. It's difficult, difficult, difficult. Transfers are really important. Don't overcommit yourself. Arsenal is just good. All the way to game week 29, Arsenal is fantastic. They play every week. They play two games this week. They almost certainly play two games in 29. That's why Saka is just, for me, is the one that you probably look at and go, I've got to find a way to get a Saka.
Fair enough. Fair enough. I realise we're at an hour and 15 minutes already, so let's get some questions in there. So we've got some questions from Discord, first of all. If anybody has any questions at all, you can chuck them in the chat. Dan asks, is City's Lewis a legit option? I mean, I think we've just mentioned that, potentially. Steve says, I have two from Arsenal, two from City for the double game week. Do I go from attacking from each club or do I go defensive? I can easily see the Arsenal City game ending 0-0, but that goes against my attacking style play of playing FPL. Are Everton back? Well, I'm not sure about Everton back, Steve, but...
They're not back.
No. So who would your third... So let's assume he's gone Odegaard and Saka and Haaland and KDB, I guess. Who would your third for each of those be? Like Nketiah and Ake?
Yeah.
Kind of counterintuitive, but...
Yeah, I mean, Odegaard, Saka. But if you've already got a defender, which a lot of people have already got a defender from Arsenal, you just keep that defender. Whichever it is, just keep it.
Yeah.
And if you've already got a City defender, you just keep it. And if you've got Edison, unfortunately, you have to play him.
Yeah.
And watch Kepa get all the points again.
Yeah. There's a question...
What about Flapjack's question? If they were the same price, would you rather Salah or Matoma?
I mean, right now, I mean, Brighton are a better team.
Even with a blank, we're going Matoma.
Yeah. Do we get James Maddison? FPL Sexy in Discord says, do we get James Maddison instead of a City midfielder?
Yeah, when you can get him. When it's not, there's probably other priorities,
four,
but.
The next four feel. Villa, Tottenham, United, Arsenal.
I don't know. It's not ideal. It's not ideal.
How would you prioritise City mids for double game week? So what are you saying?
De Bruyne, Mahrez, Grealish. I think it's still the three of them, but God, that is tough. It is a wait and see what comes out this week.
You're only ever going to get two, so...
Wait and see what comes out this week. I still think De Bruyne is the best option. You saw when he came, because you just saw when he came on. Like, they're a better team once he came on.
Yeah. Oh, actually, he's reframed his question. It says Bruno or KDB to Mahrez. I mean,
Bruno. Four games is better. Potentially four games. Potentially.
Well, no, because he's Mahrez... already got. No, he's already got KDB. Plays, he's already got KDB.
Yeah, I still like it. If you get three games out of the double and Bournemouth and Forest, you're going to get points from Mahrez.
I'll just leave KDB in, personally.
Oh, no, I thought you said...
It's Bruno or KDB to Mahrez.
Yeah, take Bruno out.
So take Bruno out. Yeah, okay. Yeah,
take Bruno out. Mahrez.
Cool. That's the ones from Discord, so that's good.
Got very similar questions.
Yeah, City players to target. I'm not taking it.
Someone asked, are we sad or we're happy? Like, believe me, as I said, we paced the room. None of us were sad about Tottenham.
No,
today.
I mean, look, there's a few people that were looking at there's a few people that would be sitting there going, you know, City get a result and that's better for, I mean, like, it's all going to be irrelevant.
Well early in the season.
It's all going to be irrelevant well if early. Like Arsenal go and beat City like 2-0. And then it's like, well, then who cares? It doesn't really matter. Let's just focus on what we can do at this point.
We've got Julian Alvarez, a good option in the thing. No, I would back all those cheaper strikers we've mentioned earlier this week that they'll do it.
Again, you mentioned the tactical bit about, because Alvarez would just come out and KDB are going, basically, and they'll just reshape
you
it.
You could, again, listen later in the week. Listen to the right people, make decisions later in the week. If somebody gives an indication that maybe Forest and Bournemouth are very good games for Alvarez and come up with a good reason to it, because there is a world, isn't there, where he doesn't play the Champions League midweek because they want to play Mahrez in midweek and they say, I'm going to play Alvarez. And then he plays Forest and Bournemouth. Maybe he gets one game in the double, then Forest and Bournemouth. Yeah, then it sounds pretty damn good.
Yeah.
Other
questions. So someone says, is Pedro Porro an option?
No.
Not at the moment. Love him to be, but not at the moment. And Tottenham don't have as many fixtures as other teams for now. So focus on the doubles.
Yeah.
One more.
Do you sell Darwin? I've got, there's a chat then. No.
Go on, we'll do that one. No. And then that's, we'll call it a day after that. Do you sell Darwin?
No.
I mean, it depends on who your other two are. Or who your other one is, I suppose.
Unless you were going up to Kane, but I just can't see the way that you're spending that money on anything other than
doubles.
Liverpool, you know, doubles. I just can't see that way.
Yeah. Cool.
And they need him. They definitely can't afford to drop Darwin, Liverpool. They have to play him every week.
Yeah. Yes. They need him to start scoring as well, desperately.
They need goals.
They do. Cool. Right. Well, we're coming up on 10 past 10 on Sunday evening, so we will call it a day there. We'll try and do something a little bit later on in the week, just because, you know, there's going to be more information coming out. And, you know, as we've said before, this is like moving season now. Like, people are going to be moving up and down the ranks. We're doing well at the moment. Hope you guys are all doing well as well. And, yeah, if you haven't done so already, if you want to like the video on your way out, that would be wonderful. If you want to see more of us, then subscribe. Jump over to patreon.com/aboveaverageFPL if you fancy that, and we can see you on the Discord. Otherwise, thank you again, and we'll see you next time.
See you soon.
Cheers, mate.
Cheers, mate.
I'm above average.
Social Podcast Network.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right, ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.